Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson. And today's guest is an award-winning writer, podcaster, documentarian, investigative journalist, private investigator, and an advocate for victims of crime. Her passions include advocating for missing adults, crime victims, children in foster care, and for women in recovery. She is the executive director of Oasis of Northwest Arkansas, the co-founder of All the Lost Girls, and the co-host of the Deep Dark Secrets podcast. Today, we will talk about how she is maintaining her faith in God in the midst of all that she does. Let's welcome to the CWS stage, Miss LaDonna Humphrey.
Hi, thank you for having me today.
I'm so excited because I know the audience wants to know, how did you choose to do what it is that you're doing today? And then, of course, how are you maintaining your faith in the midst of seeing all of this crime? Can you share your story with the audience?
Absolutely, because people ask me this a lot. You know, how did you choose this? Why did you choose this? And I say that I didn't choose this, that God chose this path for me. Mm. And, you know, by nature, I've always been inquisitive. Ever since I was a little girl, I was interested in things that seemed like an injustice all around crime. And some of that stemmed from a thwarted abduction attempt of me and my sister at a bowling alley when I was a young girl. And it just really seriously impacted my life. And I think it also made me more aware that crime happens. It made me, you know, more aware that God saved me that day and my sister because of the intervention that happened. I wanted to do something about it. And so it was always kind of in the back of my mind. And as I grew and progressed as a young adult and into, you know, my adult years, I studied journalism and thought that my path would be, you know, on that of being a reporter. And it kind of is, you know, God did call me down the path to do nonprofit work. And in the midst of that, I became aware of some cold cases in my state. I live in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And it was two different cases that had a profound impact on my life. And that was the one that's near and dear to me, which is the case of Melissa Witt. She was 19. She was abducted from a bowling alley and found murdered 6 weeks later. And that impacted me a lot because I had been at a bowling alley when I was a child and a man attempted to abduct my sister and I. And so I immediately felt that connection to that case. And then 6 months after Melissa Witt was found murdered, a little girl in our area named Morgan Nick, 6 years old, she went missing and has never been recovered. And so I got involved immediately in that case. I worked as a volunteer for her mom's foundation, for Morgan Nick's mom's foundation. And from that, God really just called me to advocacy on behalf of missing people. And I started a nonprofit called Let's Bring Them Home, and then just spent 20 years of my life just doing what I could to advocate for missing persons. In the midst of that, I became more aware of the Melissa Witt case and wanted to get involved. And honestly, God opened those doors for me because, you know, law enforcement was really receptive to me getting involved. You know, typically they don't do that with a civilian. And so it was just door after door after door of advocacy in her case. And that really led to the things that I'm doing now. And this is the short version, you know, becoming a mm-hmm. private investigator and then writing books and then, you know, launching the podcast. And so it was really, I think it really just comes down to seeing God in the details and let my faith guide me, because I had two choices, you know, back when I was a kid and that abduction situation happened in my life. I could let it define me and I could live in fear, or I could continue to live boldly in my faith and trust in the Lord, because he's good. And so that's what I chose to do. And it's given me a unique opportunity to offer light in dark places. And I feel like this is what God wants me to do. And, you know, it's unique because a lot of people don't do this, especially a female in this particular field. So that's really kind of the backstory of what got me here. And I've just embraced it along the way.
You say you have this opportunity to offer people light in the darkness. Share with us maybe a situation where you have done that.
You know, I think with any missing persons case or any unsolved crime, there is so much darkness and sadness that surrounds that. And so, you know, thinking specifically of different families that I've worked with, you know, you have the opportunity to share the love of Christ with those families just by the work that you do, the life that you lead, and the words that you say that would point you into his direction. And I get that opportunity almost every single day. You know, when you have a child that's missing or murdered, you don't have a lot of hope left, not usually. I mean, there are the rare circumstances where the family does have a strong faith, but a lot of times what you see are families that don't have faith at all, and they're being torn apart by this horrific thing that's happened. And so I take this as an opportunity. This is my mission field, because I am uniquely positioned as a believer and as an advocate who has over 20 years of experience to be able to help walk a family through the process, show them what to do, show them how to navigate, and to be able to give them hope. Even if there's not hope that they're going to have an answer to what happened to their loved one or find their loved one on this side of heaven, their hope is in Christ. That I'm just uniquely positioned to do that. And I think that that's so important in this line of work and in this particular field, because there are thousands and thousands and thousands of families that are just, they have no answers. And they're putting a lot of their hope and their thoughts and their want into what's happening in this world and not in, you know, what happens after death. And that's huge. And so that's kind of where I step in. And, you know, I've seen families come to know Christ because of this work and the relationship that I have with them. And so I take zero pride in that. That's all God. I'm happy. I want to see lives changed. But I really just know that, you know, God is in the details and somebody needs to do this work. And I hope other advocates that are believers will step up and do this work, because it is it's like going over to another country and talking to people about Christ. It really is like this untapped mission field. People need hope. What a better way to show them God's love than to show them sympathy and, you know, give them some empathy with what they're dealing with.
Absolutely. Some people may want to know, after you get involved in a case that involves such gruesome facts, how do you keep yourself from just losing it, so to speak, so that you can continue doing what it is that you're doing?
That's hard. I do get to ask that question a lot too. And I have to stay really grounded in what I know to be true and in biblical principles. And that means that I have to stay in God's word. And I have to stay in God's word every single day. If I don't, I'm going to get, as a human, and I'm imperfect, I would get bogged down in all of the evil and darkness that I see. And so I think that just comes down to starting my day in prayer and in God's word and making that time every single day. I have a family, I have 7 kids, and we're very active in our church. And there are just times that I just turn things off. We don't do these kind of things on a Sunday. You know, I take that time to rest and reset and to be with my family. And I take that time to focus on things that are, you know, happy and holy, that bring me strength and energy. And I think that's important, because you can't pour from an empty cup, right?
And it makes me think of the scripture, to think on the things that are honorable, think on the things that are pure. That seems to be what you are implementing so that you can continue moving forward.
You have to, or you won't be able to do this kind of work, because it is dark. You're seeing the darkest of the dark. I mean, it's murder, it's grief, it's loss, it's all of the things that could lead people to question, is there a God? Why would God allow this? You know, there's a lot of that. And so just staying grounded, it's just really important. And I tell that to other advocates, even when I go speak, you know, even if I'm asked to speak and it's, you know, a secular situation, I always take the time to talk about my faith, because it is a common question, even among secular culture. How do you stay involved in things that are so dark? And that gives me an opportunity to say, well, this is my light, this is my truth, and this is why I believe in God. And so I take those opportunities as often as I can, because it is the only way. I don't believe there's any other hope or light any other way. There just isn't. You know, I'm thankful to God for those opportunities.
And I love how you talked about it being an untapped mission field, because I don't think people really recognize when they have those opportunities to step into other people's lives and be that light. Can you provide a suggestion or advice about how to step into those opportunities that you may not normally think of as opportunities to share with people about God?
I can. That's a good question. And I think my answer would be that we all know people who have been victims of a crime. We see it in our community. It happens, you know, wherever you go to church or maybe where you go to school or where you work. And it doesn't have to be a high profile missing persons case or an unsolved murder case. There's all kinds of things. There's rape, there's home invasions, there's, you know, everything from small crime to big crime. And I think sometimes as Christians, we don't want to get involved in a situation, or we don't know what to say, or we want to say, well, I'm praying for you, or let me know if I can do something for you. So I challenge people, instead of doing that, go ahead and do, right? You can tell somebody that you're praying for them, but hey, why don't you write them a note or show up with something to eat or something that gives you some common ground with that person where you're actually doing and showing them? Because I think we live in a culture now where people kind of dismiss that when you hear, oh, I'm praying for you. Oh, let me know if I can do something. Because these people that have been victimized by any kind of crime, they don't know what they need. They don't know what they don't know. And so I think as a Christian, as a believer, you just go and do, and it can be really small. And sometimes, honestly, that icebreaker is just showing up. Hey, can I sit with you for a little bit? And I'll give you an example of that. I have a family that lost a loved one to an overdose. There was some crime involved in that situation too. And instead of just saying, hey, let me know what you need, I showed up at their house. I sat with the mom while she cried for probably about an hour. And there wasn't a lot that I could say, but I could hold her hand, I could pray with her, and I could just be present. Then I walked them through that process as they were trying to get justice for this crime that had been committed. And those small acts made such a difference. Two of those family members came to know Christ because of different things that they saw, different, not just me, different people that got involved that really walked the walk. And so that's what I encourage other Christians to do. Show up, just walk the walk, because that's what Jesus would do.
And it says, you know, your faith is dead without the works. And it's in the doing that people know that you are in Christ, and you are definitely doing that. Before, I don't want us to leave this interview without you telling people a little bit about the books that you've written as well.
Sure. So I have two books out right now. It's a series about Melissa Witt. The first book is called The Girl I Never Knew Who Killed Melissa Witt. And then the second book is an offshoot of that, that's a little bit darker. It goes into a darker topic, and it's called Strangled. But these books are, they're true account of my involvement in the Melissa Witt case, what I'm doing to try to help bring justice in those cases, in that case. And there's a few others that I mention in the books. And so it's something I've been excited about. It's kind of rare to see a Christian be this involved in true crime. And so I think it makes it a little bit more unique. So I have four more books coming out this year. They're not all about the Melissa Witt case, but it's all true crime related. And I'm just kind of excited to see what God's going to do.
You're really connecting with people where they are. And I think that's the most important part of what you've said today. It's about connecting with people, because the saying is, people don't know that you care until you actually show that you are caring. And you're showing up in these people's lives and say, hey, I'm on your side, and I want justice like you want justice. You're not just sitting back saying, I'm praying for you. And I think that is just so important for people to know that there are people who are willing to get out there, get in the trenches with them to find out what's going on, prayerfully prevent it from happening again by finding who the criminals are in the cases. Yeah. What else is next for you, LaDonna?
You know, I have some exciting things coming up. You know, I have a nonprofit. We're launching a True Crime Fest in our area. That's going to happen in May. I'm going to be speaking at CrimeCon UK in June, and then CrimeCon, I'll be attending CrimeCon in Orlando. And as a Christian, that's kind of an interesting opportunity too, because I'm just going to be surrounded by other people who, are also advocates, maybe coming in from a different perspective than I am. So I'm excited about that. And just the books that I'll be focusing on. One of the books I'm excited about is called Passionate Justice, and that's coming out next. And that's just really the story of how I came to be a private investigator and do the work I do. So lots of really cool things. I have some cool things happening with my kids and my family. So I'm just excited to see what happens in 2023.
It definitely sounds exciting. How can people connect with you?
You can find me on social media, but probably the easiest way is to go to my website, and it's just ladonnahumphrey.com. You can email me and connect with all the things that I'm doing there. And I'm very responsive to any kind of email or connection request on social media. So yeah, if anybody has questions or, you know, has a case they want to talk to me about, that's a good way to get a hold of me.
What is the one thing you want the audience to know that they can implement into their life today?
You know, I think I kind of touched on it earlier, but I think it's just showing up. Not, you don't have to have the answers, just showing up. You know, whether that's showing up for your spouse because they have a special event at work, you know, and just showing up, or just sitting with somebody who's in deep grief. God will show you what direction to take after that. But I think overcoming that fear of, hey, I'm going to drive to my neighbor's house and knock on the door. I know they've been through something terrible, and take them a meal. It's just showing up. And I really feel like that's what Christ calls all of us to do. But we live in a culture now where it tells, you know, we're sending out the message. The culture tells you everything's virtual, you know, just show up. There's something sacred about just sitting with somebody and listening and not having the answers. It's life-changing for both parties. So I think that would be my best advice.
CWS audience, you have heard her. It's time to show up. You know, we're saying that we're Christians, that we're followers of Jesus Christ, that we are walking in the footsteps of God. But how will people know that if we're not showing up? The time is now. I love what she said about sitting with people in grief. You don't have to have all the answers, but by being there, by being that, just that steadfast peace in that moment, you can be so much more to that person. So show up. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And until next time, beautiful people, God bless.